You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to Proof Text and Grammar Point within Proof Text. This is Fred Long. And we're doing a deep dive into purpose constructions. We're continuing to look at purpose constructions. What's happening in the last couple episodes is I'm looking at like peculiar constructions. Two or three episodes we looked at on the probability or possibility marker used in conditional sentences, alpha nu on. A little particle that construes potentiality or possibility or uncertainty or something like that. Last time we looked at a certain category, purposive ke, which I don't like the proliferation of categories, especially with things that are rather more simple than that. But we need to understand what's going on in the construction. And now we're going to look at another oddity, another oddball, relative pronoun clause with purposive force. And to me, that just sounds kind of weird until you understand what's happening. It's a way to elevate a purpose construction or to construe it in a way that gives attention to the agent. That's all that it's doing. So there's some examples here, Mark 1:2, I am sending my messenger who will prepare your way. What this is doing is rather than having, I'm sending my messenger in order that he would prepare your way, using the os, the relative pronoun who, gives greater prominence to that messenger. So what's happening is this messenger has more prominence through use of this relative pronoun, rather than using ina with the subjunctive for the purpose construction. So with os, you also are able to elevate the modal impact because you change from a subjunctive, ina with the subjunctive, to os, the relative pronoun with an indicative, and here future indicative. Other examples are given there, Acts 21:16, you can see that. And then 1 Corinthians 4:16, I sent to you Timothy, who will remind you of my ways? And again, the os, the relative pronoun, is, a new category will be named. This is a relative pronoun of purpose. But what we need to understand is that it's an elevation and tweaking, changing of the purpose construction in order to construe it in a way that places stress on the agent. And that's exactly what is happening here. And particularly if you look at the context of 1 Corinthians 4:16, Paul is angsty, or maybe more just a little bit upset. He's upset at the Corinthians, and Timothy is his representative. And they seem... Timothy has a special place in Paul's heart, and he's trying to emphasize this important role that they need to respect, the Corinthians need to respect, that Timothy is going to have. All right. I hope you found this helpful and look forward to having you listen to us next time. Thanks.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.